His Trick on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for cloudy, windy, and showers today, 45 to 50. Tonight, the showers will end partly cloudy, about 40. Friday, partly sunny, windy, in the mid-40s. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy and breezy, the lower 40s. And Sunday, there'll be sun and patchy clouds, temperature in the mid-40s. We'll get the details on that forecast in just a few minutes. Well, exit stage right at the Sharon Playhouse. The artistic director, Alan Weiger, and managing director are leaving the Playhouse at the end of the season. Weiger and Levenstein are leaving their posts effective December 31st. Both have been at the Playhouse since 2018. Quoting here, "I am both terribly sad and extremely grateful," end quote, according to Emily Soule, president of the theater's board of directors. Quote, "In their 4 years with us, Robert and Alan have been instrumental in bringing the Playhouse to a new era of financial stability and respect in the community and beyond. They've helped us deliver the exceptional and elevated level of entertainment, education, and inclusion that the Playhouse now enjoys. Their energy, creativity, tireless work effort, and refusal to be discouraged by daunting circumstances of the pandemic are way beyond admirable," end quote. Once again, they'll be at the Playhouse through the final productions. After nearly 20 years at the Scoville Library, in a story in the Lakeville Journal, Claudia Kane, the director, is stepping down. She's retiring with her last official day on December 3rd. She won't be completely gone, though, from the library. Kane, in that article, said she's agreed to continue handling adult programs as long as she's needed. Millerton is about to lose one of its churches. While closing doors has been the plight of many churches nationwide between changing culture and COVID-19, the Millerton area was nonetheless learned that the First Presbyterian Church of Millerton plans to close in the next couple of months. Having struggled with diminishing attendance of congregants, the church has decided to struggle no more by closing in January. This news out of the Pine Plains area, with the eviction moratorium expiring in New York, those Pine Plains seniors are searching for scarce places to go. Example, Harry Halter, a 98-year-old veteran, received a tenancy termination notice from his landlord in August, stating he must leave his townhouse by November 23rd, or the new owner, Stissing Farm Townhomes, would start eviction proceedings. That didn't stop him from paying his rent last month, like he's done for the past 11 years. He and his wife chose the townhouse for its stone counters, good floors, and because there weren't any stairs. At $1,230 per month, the unit was perfect size for the couple at 1,147 square feet with a small backyard. The new plan being put into effect under a new majority owner is to convert the existing units to be sold rather than rented and to develop the rest of the property to do the same. That left residents with no choices. The county has asked for someone at the state attorney general's office who investigates rental housing displacement to look into the situation, according to an email sent from assistant county executive office to the Poughkeepsie Journal. In New York, State Governor Kathy Hochul deployed 60 National Guard medical teams to aid nursing homes in New York facing staffing shortages amid surging COVID-19 infections. The medical teams will assist at nursing homes and long-term facilities where the need for additional resources has been identified, according to the governor's office. The deployment consists of 120 total National Guard members from the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force, separated into two-person teams. Colonel Richard Gotting, a New York National Guard spokesman, reported that yesterday. All of the Guard members will be medical technicians or combat medics, which are effectively equivalent to emergency medical technicians or EMTs in the private sector, according to Goldenberg. Some meetings coming up in our tri-state region today. Kent Planning and Zoning POCD special meeting at 6 p.m. In Sharon, the Sharon Park and Recreation have their meeting at 6:15. A public hearing at 7 p.m. in Ancrum, New York. A notice of the public proposed Iron Star Retreat Center. The Town of Ancrum Planning Board will hold that public hearing at 7 p.m. Running now through December 23rd from 10 to 4:30 each day, Housatonic Valley FFA Holiday Store at the high school on Warren Turnpike in Falls Village. Trees, locally made gifts, wreaths, roping, poinsettias, and more. It's an entirely student-run operation that benefits the program at the high school. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association annual skate sale will be held on Saturday at the Lakeville Hose Company in Lakeville from 8 to 11. Not only can you find great deals in new or used equipment, but you can also sell your unwanted stuff. You can bring that equipment to be sold by Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. As always, the sale on Saturday runs from 8 to 11. From 11 to noon, residents can pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon on Saturday becomes the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Now, also, 8th graders from Salisbury Central School will be selling Christmas wreaths and taking orders for Cabot Cheese for holiday delivery, and the Lakeville Hose Company will offer coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwiches for sale. Proceeds from that sale will benefit several SWASA youth ski program. Masks are recommended. More information, jumpfest.org. The Sharon United Methodist Church will sponsor their annual Christmas fair on Saturday from 9 to 3 at their Upper Main Street location in Sharon. You can also sit a spell for coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and cookie bars. A way to start the holiday season with your friends. Baked goods and a soup sale. The Knit Club fundraiser on Saturday from 10 till 2 at the Copaic Community Building, Mountain View Road in Copaic. Cookies, breads, pies, jams, and jelly. Homemade soups, chili, meat, and vegetarian mac and cheese. Takeout only. Proceeds benefit the local food pantry, community Christmas baskets, and Taconic Hills Backpack Program. Lakeville Ladies Auxiliary on Saturday at 12 p.m. has a Santa and vendor fair at the Lakeville Host Company, 3 Brook Street in Lakeville. The vendor fair from 11 to 4, Santa from 3 to 5. Tree lighting at 5:30. There'll be cookies and hot chocolate and small crafts for children. The return of Santa Claus and a new holiday cookie contest at the Hotchkiss Library. Santa is back coming to town on Saturday from 1 till 3:30. Meet Father Christmas for holiday festivities. Enjoying a holiday craft, hear wintertime stories, vote for their favorite cookie in the holiday cookie contest. Don't forget to bring your wish list to drop off at the North Pole mailbox. The event will be held outdoors, so dress accordingly. Rain date will be Sunday, the 5th from 1 till 3:30. More information at Hotchkiss Library. Library.org. The Smithfield Church annual Christmas concert and tea returns December 4th. Smithfield Chamber Orchestra under the direction of Matt Finley at 4 p.m. at the Smithfield Church, 656 Smithfield Valley Road, Route 83 in Amenia. Masks are required to attend. Proof of COVID necessary for those attending the tea after the concert. It's free. Donations to the church would be gratefully appreciated. The Sharon Holiday Tree Lighting, Carol's Hot Cider and Cookies happens December 4th from 5 till 6:30. 5 p.m. tree lighting organized by the Sharon Green Preservation Association. 5 to 5:30, carols with Salisbury Band Christmas Brat and Hot Chocolate Society. 5:30 till 6, hot cider and cookies on the porch of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. And by the way, over 1,200 luminaries will be lighting the Sharon Green as well to benefit the fire department ambulance squad. In Cornwall, the annual Christmas pageant happens on December 4th at 5 p.m. All angels, shepherds, and friends and neighbors, the annual Christmas pageant being held at 5 p.m. in front of the Congregational Church in Cornwall Village. It's a tradition with readings, carols, and giving of white gifts to children in need. Bring a toy wrapped in white paper, a mask, warm clothes, and a chair. The snow date is Sunday, December 5th at 4 p.m. More information at 672-6101. The 10th annual Celebration of Lights Parade happens on Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30 in Amenia, New York. Family-friendly activities on Main Street from 2:30 to 4:30, 4:45 Citizen of the Year announcement, and the Town of Amenia tree lighting ceremony at Fountain Square. 5 p.m., the Parade of Lights from the Amenia Firehouse to Route 343 to Four Brothers. Best views are along Route 343 and Fountain Square. Additional parking in the Town Hall parking lot on Route 22. After the parade, free kids holiday movie on the big screen at Four Brothers Drive-In. A special thanks for sponsors goes to the Amenia Wasaya Community Organization, the Town of Amenia, and Four Brothers. Christ Trinity Church in Sheffield brings a Broadway cabaret fundraiser to help support work in the Sheffield community. An afternoon of fabulous show tunes, bringing you hits from Rodgers and Hammerstein to Sondheim. The Saturday program is sold out. There are a few tickets left available only at the door. A second show has been added, the matinee performance on Sunday at 1:30 at Dewey Memorial Hall, 91 Main Street. Tickets available online, christtrinitychurch.org. The theater will strictly follow current COVID-19 guidelines of limited seating and wearing a mask indoors at all times. Photo ID and vaccination certificate are required for the performance. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, where they have a brand new tapas menu. Also, you'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,022.04, the NASDAQ at 15,254.05, and the S&P 500 at 4513.04. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.